This is the Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot. Only here on the Uncensored Voice.
With your host, Ricky Midnight.
Make sure money's not wasted like that $55 million.
Hey guys, this is Ricky Midnight. Just telling you, if you subscribe to my channel, you're going to help me out a lot. If you like what you hear, if you like what I say, if you like the topics, then please subscribe. Let other people know. It's going to help me out a lot. The more people I could get the message out to about evils of Remdesivir, the evils that Joe is trying to do by trying to get rid of the Second Amendment, saying that it was not absolute because the Democrats don't want it to be absolute. So they say, we're going to take away your guns. We're going to make you Australia. We're going to put you in concentration camps when you don't do what we tell you to do. Make sure and subscribe and let other people know about my channel. Hey, if you want, call my number, 210-233-9968 with a show topic. And I would like to hear what you have to say. I hope you enjoy this next episode.
Hey guys, this is Ricky Midnight from the Uncensored Voice, the one and the only original, not the cheap copy that's out there. But let me ask you a question. Think about this. All these shootings that are happening lately that are being perpetrated by people, and you can't blame the guns, you can't blame the cars for driving them over there, you can't say Ford, you're bad, or Dodge, you're bad. You can't blame everything else that's inanimate. And if you do, you have problems. You have mental issues as well. If you think that an inanimate object is the reason why these things are happening, the guns are not the reason why they're happening. It's the bad person with the gun. That's the reason why it's happening. But besides people having mental issues, and there are a few of them who do these shootings who don't have mental issues. They're just an angry person. So what is the common denominator? They're all millennials or younger. Do you think perhaps the people who raised those millennials are to blame because they never taught their children right and wrong? They never disciplined their children. They counted to three, and their child just didn't give a shit. Said, okay, I'm going to count to three again, and their child just didn't give a shit again. And then they said, oh, hell with it. I'm just let them do what they want to do. So those children are used to getting their way. And when they don't get their way, they throw a fit. Well, as they get older, they throw a fit with a gun. And they kill people. So do you think maybe it's the way you raised those children that's to blame? Because the next shooting we're going to see, mass shooting, whether it be in a mall, a strip mall, or be at a school, or be at a church, pretty sure it's going to be a millennial. And that would be something that somebody, the millennial group would be somebody from 1980 and younger, which would be the millennials or millennials' children. So think about it. Maybe you raised these kids the way you did so they could do whatever the fuck they want and they could, you know, throw fits with guns. Look at Antifa. All those people who join Antifa, almost all of them are millennials or younger. And there's got to be a reason why they act the way they act. Besides being mental, okay? This is Ricky Midnight. God bless America and God bless Texas.
Thanks for listening to The Uncensored Voice.
Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, on The Uncensored Voice, we tell it like it is.
So be safe, my friends, and may God bless America.